Because I type out all my homilies, I have access to them from my computer, and sometimes I'll look at past homilies to try to spark some inspiration if nothing strikes me when I read and I pray with the readings for a particular day. That was the case for my preparation for today, and I was reminded through looking at my homily for this day last year, referencing this gospel, that this gospel makes me very uncomfortable, and there's a part of me that is terrified of seeing Jesus face to face, saying, "Lord, Lord," trying to address him, and then being denied entry into heaven. It's a terrifying thought for me. And I was reflecting on that a little bit more in preparation for today. And one of the versions of our act of contrition kind of started to come to my mind. It's not the version I learned growing up, but I really like it. And I like all the different ones I get to hear as a priest because they all speak different but very beautiful truths in them. So the one I'm talking about expresses sorrow for sins committed because, quote, "I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell." I love that. Just so honest. I do not want to lose heaven, and I'm afraid of an eternity of pain. It's a great place to start. The act of contrition goes on to get to the heart of what I think the Lord wants for our hearts. What he's trying to address through his strong and very straightforward words in today's gospel. So the act of contrition goes on to say, "I'm sorry for my sins, most of all, because you are all good and deserving of all my love." That's where the Lord is trying to get us. That's where our confidence that he will not reject us comes from. Because if we can say those words honestly and utter that prayer honestly, then we recognize that we are striving to love him. We're striving to love those whom he loves. If we're not doing that, that's a good place to start to ask for a miracle of his grace to transform our hearts. Because we cannot love him, we cannot love others, nor can we love ourselves the way we ought to without his help. Cannot be done. Do not try. You will fail. To be clear, you will fail even if you do try with his help. One of the beautiful graces that's part of that reality in asking for his mercy when we try and fail, even with his help, part of that reality is the Lord trying to help us to grow in patience, in kindness, in gentleness toward others who struggle to be loving. And the way we recognize that is because we allow the Lord to love us in those ways. That is how he loves. St. Paul says it clearly, love is patient, love is kind. St. John gives us the clear connection there. God is love. God is love. God is patient. God is kind. Love is willing the good of the other for their own sake and desiring communion with them. So to love God, to will his good, is to desire to receive his love so as to share his love. Do that with him, and you will be one who comes in the name of the Lord to all the people you encounter. And like our psalm for today states, make no mistake about that reality. To come in the name of the Lord is an incredible blessing for each and every human heart.